Greetings. Welcome to another episode. And let's jump right into it. The cold coming in. Winter constriction.
In winter, arteries naturally constrict as a response to lower temperatures, which can raise blood pressure and increase the risk of heart attacks. The piece highlights five practical steps you can take to stay safe, such as keeping warm, staying active, eating a balanced diet, monitoring blood pressure, and avoiding sudden exposure to extreme cold. You should know this because it connects everyday seasonal changes to serious health outcomes. Many people think of winter as a time for colds and flu, but the risk to your heart is just as important. If you or people you know already struggle with high blood pressure or heart disease, understanding this seasonal effect could literally save lives. Even if you're healthy, being aware of how your body reacts to cold weather helps you make smarter choices, like dressing warmly or pacing outdoor activities. This information can help you by giving you tools to protect yourself and those around you. For example, if you have older relatives or friends with heart conditions, encouraging them to monitor their blood pressure more closely in winter could prevent emergencies. It also helps you recognize that lifestyle adjustments don't have to be dramatic. Small, consistent actions like staying hydrated and exercising indoors can make a big difference. On a larger scale, this knowledge can change society by shifting how we think about public health in colder months. Communities often prepare for flu season with vaccines and awareness campaigns, but cardiovascular risks are less discussed. If more people understood that winter constriction of arteries is a natural but dangerous phenomenon, public health initiatives could expand to include heart safety tips alongside flu prevention. That could reduce hospitalizations and save healthcare systems significant resources. Another important point is that this isn't just about extreme cold. Even moderate drops in temperature can trigger arterial constriction, meaning the risk is present in climates that aren't freezing. It's also worth noting that people with certain conditions, like hypertension, diabetes, or obesity, are more vulnerable. Knowing this allows you to be proactive, whether by scheduling regular checkups or adjusting habits during colder months. Ultimately, the article is about awareness and prevention. Winter doesn't have to be a season of hidden danger if you understand how your body responds and take steps to counteract it. By learning this, you gain not only personal protection, but also the ability to support others in your community. It's a reminder that health is seasonal, and adapting to those changes is part of living well.
You know, there's so many things that have been said which come to find out weren't true. What about with the Neanderthals?
A fascinating new study suggesting that Neanderthals didn't vanish in a catastrophic event 40,000 years ago, but rather became part of us. Researchers used mathematical models to show that over 10,000 to 30,000 years, Neanderthals were gradually assimilated into Homo sapiens through interbreeding, leaving their DNA alive in people today. This means that when you look in the mirror, you may be seeing traces of Neanderthal heritage in your own face, bones, or even immune system. You should know this because it reshapes how we think about human history. Instead of imagining Neanderthals as a failed species that disappeared, the study suggests they live on inside us. This helps you understand that human identity is not fixed or pure. It's a tapestry woven from countless interactions, migrations, and unions across time. If you or people you know have ever taken a DNA test, you may have seen results showing a percentage of Neanderthal ancestry. That's not just a quirky fact. It's evidence of how interconnected our species has always been. This knowledge can change society by challenging outdated ideas of separation and superiority. For centuries, Neanderthals were portrayed as brutish, less intelligent, and doomed to extinction. But if they are part of us, then the line between us and them dissolves. It forces you to reconsider how you view difference today. Just as Homo sapiens and Neanderthals blended together, modern societies thrive when diverse groups mix, share, and evolve together. It's a reminder that cooperation and connection are more powerful than division. Another important point is that Neanderthal DNA still influences aspects of human health and behavior. Studies have shown links between Neanderthal genes and traits like skin tone, hair color, immune responses, and even susceptibility to certain diseases. This means that understanding our shared genetic past isn't just about history. It can help scientists develop better medical treatments and explain why people respond differently to illnesses. Ultimately, the article is about redefining extinction. Neanderthals didn't vanish, they transformed. And that transformation is still alive in you. It's a story of continuity rather than loss, of blending rather than erasure. Knowing this can inspire you to see humanity not as a straight line of progress, but as a web of connections, where every branch contributes to the whole.
And anxiety and the brain.
This article is about how anxiety affects the brain, specifically the prefrontal cortex, which is the region responsible for flexible decision-making, problem-solving, and adapting to new situations. The study found that when anxiety levels rise, the prefrontal cortex disengages, meaning your ability to think clearly, weigh options, and make rational choices becomes compromised. Instead, the brain shifts control to more primitive regions that are focused on survival and immediate reactions. You should know this because it explains why anxiety can feel overwhelming and why people sometimes make poor decisions under stress. It's not simply a matter of willpower or calming down. There's a biological mechanism at play. If you or people you know struggle with anxiety, understanding this can help reduce self-blame. It's not that you're weak or incapable. It's that your brain is wired to prioritize safety over flexibility when it perceives danger. This knowledge can help you by giving you tools to recognize when anxiety is influencing your choices. For example, if you're facing an important decision and you notice your anxiety spiking, you might choose to pause, breathe, or step away before committing. It also helps you support others, whether friends, family, or coworkers, by recognizing that their anxious responses are not irrational, but rooted in brain function. That awareness can foster patience and empathy. On a societal level, this finding could change how we approach education, workplaces, and even justice systems. Imagine schools that teach students not just content, but also strategies to regulate anxiety so their prefrontal cortex stays engaged during exams. Or workplaces that normalize stress management practices. Understanding that anxious employees may struggle with decision-making not because they lack skill, but because their brain is temporarily disengaged. Even in legal contexts, recognizing the impact of anxiety on decision-making could influence how we evaluate responsibility and intent. Another important point is that the prefrontal cortex is also linked to creativity, empathy, and long-term planning. When anxiety shuts it down, those qualities diminish. That means anxiety doesn't just affect individual choices. It can ripple through communities by reducing collaboration, innovation, and compassion. Knowing this highlights the importance of mental health care, not just for personal well-being, but for societal progress. Ultimately, the article underscores that anxiety is not just an emotional state, but a neurological shift. By understanding how it disengages the prefrontal cortex, you gain insight into why managing anxiety is so critical. It's not about eliminating stress entirely, that's impossible, but about learning how to keep the brain's most advanced functions online when challenges arise. This knowledge empowers you to approach anxiety with both compassion and strategy, and it encourages society to treat mental health as a foundation for better decision-making, stronger relationships, and more resilient communities.
Human migration.
Human migration continued. Denisovans were an archaic group of humans who lived across Asia tens of thousands of years ago, and their DNA is found in modern populations from East Asia to Oceania. But the Jamin, who lived in Japan from about 16,000 to 3,000 years ago, stand out as having virtually none of this ancestry. That means their ancestors likely had little to no contact with Denisovans, setting them apart from other groups in a region. You should know this because it reshapes how we understand human diversity and movement. It shows that not all populations followed the same genetic path, and that isolation or unique migration routes can leave lasting marks on DNA. If you or people you know have ever wondered why genetic ancestry results differ so much across regions, this study provides a clear example. The Jaman were genetically distinct, even from their East Asian neighbors. This can help you by broadening your perspective on identity and heritage. It reminds you that human history is not uniform. Rather, it's a patchwork of encounters, separations, and adaptations. For people today, this knowledge can deepen appreciation for cultural uniqueness and genetic diversity. It also helps scientists trace how traits and health factors spread or fail to spread across populations. For example, Denisovan DNA has been linked to adaptations like high-altitude survival in Tibetans. The absence of such DNA in the Jaman could mean they developed resilience in different ways. This discovery can change society by challenging simplistic ideas of ancestry and race. Too often, people assume human populations are neatly divided or that genetic mixing was universal. The Jaman case shows that some groups remain genetically insulated, and yet they thrived for thousands of years. It's a reminder that diversity doesn't always come from blending. It can also come from separation and independent development. That lesson can influence how you think about modern societies. Uniqueness should be valued alongside interconnectedness. Another important point is that Denisovans themselves remained mysterious. We know them mostly from a few fossils, a finger bone and teeth from Siberia's Denisova Cave, but their genetic legacy is widespread. The fact that the Jaman avoided this legacy makes them even more intriguing. It suggests migration routes into Japan bypassed Denisovan contact zones, or that the island's geography shielded them from mixing events that shaped the rest of Asia. Ultimately, this article is about how human history is far more complex than a single narrative of progress or extinction. The Jaman remind you that isolation can be just as defining as contact, and that every population carries a unique story written in its DNA. By learning this, you gain a richer understanding of humanity's past and a deeper respect for the diversity that continues to shape our world today.
And as always, you would truly appreciate it coming by, hanging out in the quiet corner. And until next time when we meet at the crossroads. Peace.